As we look at the markets this morning, lots of green on the screen for this Halloween after some turbulent days, recent days. We're also digesting a lot of earnings information. We thought we'd bring in Shiraz Mian this morning, Director of Research over at Zacks Equity Research. Shiraz, good morning. Welcome back to the opening bell.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I was reading one of your latest reports. You were talking about the earnings reports that we're seeing misses by the likes of Amazon and even Alphabet. And you have an interesting take on what we're seeing here. Give us a sense of what you've been writing about.
So the earnings picture, Steve, has been very strong for the last few quarters. And coming into this earnings season, the main question was, if that trend continued in Q3 and could be expected to continue into Q4, and by and large, the answer to that question has been yes, but some reports in some pockets of the market have raised questions about the outlook, and that those reports, you mentioned Amazon, Google, and many other companies, they weren't able to beat revenue estimates. Many other companies had relatively weaker guidance for Q4 and beyond, and these negative reports are feeding into this narrative of the cycle coming to an end, the economic cycle, and the growth outlook for the coming quarters being at risk of a downward adjustment and revision. And it's this uncertainty that's been adding to the turmoil in the market.
It's interesting because you write that had we been in a normal market environment, the modest revenue misses from these companies would have been shrugged off. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you look at the overall growth rates for Amazon and Google, Amazon's revenues were up close to 30%. Google's revenues were up close to 22%. There's so much to applaud in those earnings reports, and that's what I'm referring to. These are huge companies, not startups. For someone the like of Amazon or Google to be able to increase their top line 30% or 20% at this stage in the economic cycle is a very, very impressive showing. And for the market to come around and punish those companies for those types of growth is what I was referring to as not normal. And the reason they are not normal and the reason why the market was, quote-unquote, punishing them is because the market is worried about the coming quarters, not so much performance in Q3.
Yeah, and that's the forward guidance that we often talk about. Some of these companies had some concerning forward guidance. Talk to us a little bit about that. And are we paying too much attention to that part of the report of earnings?
That is very important, Steve. We always need to pay more attention to forward guidance because, after all, the market is a forward-looking mechanism. And it's trying to discount expectations for the coming periods. So many of these companies, Caterpillar, 3M, including Amazon and many others, they had less than reassuring commentary for the December quarter, also for 2019. And if the earnings outlook for those periods is not as strong as what we had been seeing in the recent past, then perhaps prices needed to adjust lower, and that's the reason why we've been seeing a lot more volatility and weakness in the market.
You mentioned the level of earnings. I think we have earnings in for almost half of the companies on the S&P 500. Total earnings for the 239 companies up 23.2%. from the same period last year, 9.2% higher revenues. 77% of them beat the earnings per share estimates, 60 beating revenue estimates. By any other characterizations, those are home runs, aren't they?
They are. It's a very, very impressive showing particularly when you look at how long it has been since this economic cycle started back in 2009. The market is aware that a big part of the very strong growth we are seeing in Q3 results is from the tax cuts that took effect at the beginning of the year. There is some deceleration relative to the pace we saw in the first half of the year and what is expected in the fourth quarter. And as I mentioned earlier, the actual performance for Q3, even for companies that the market wasn't very impressed with, were very strong, and you rightly characterized them as home runs. So, yes, they are very strong.
Shiraz, moving forward, do we focus, if we're investors, do we keep looking at some of the companies like Amazon and Google for places to invest? Or do we look at places like, for instance, yesterday, McDonald's was one of the overperformers yesterday, along with Boeing and Goldman Sachs. Is it this that we just shift our attention from one area to another?
I think that's a very good observation, Steve. The likes of Amazon and Google have been in demand, and everybody has been chasing them. So even though prices for these in demand, what many in the market call as the FANG stocks, have come down, by many measures, they are still expensive or not cheap. But the likes of you mentioned McDonald's. There's many other blue chips that are doing extremely well, and it's good for investors to diversify, to have these tried and tested so-called old economy stocks that have impressive performances. They pay good dividends too. And it's a good practice to diversify. I wouldn't suggest that investors run away from these FANG and technology stocks too. They still have very impressive and strong growth momentum, and valuations, while still stretched and high, are a lot more reasonable than they have been in the recent past.
I'm sensing that as we look forward maybe into your crystal ball, you are optimistic about how the future is shaping, or no? Do you have concerns, or are you still optimistic?
So there are concerns on the trade front, concerns about international growth, concerns about how quick or otherwise the Fed tightening cycle will be, but the overall fundamental backdrop for the market remains very favorable. When I look at the market as a whole, the S&P 500 is currently trading at levels last seen this time 3 years ago. Now, if we look back 3 years ago, a lot of market-friendly actions have taken place since then, including the tax cuts, including deregulation. So either the market is dirt cheap or estimates for the coming periods are very high. And from my analysis of estimates for the coming period, even though I acknowledge they need to come down a little bit, I don't think they are too high. So I quite reasonably reached the conclusion that valuations have become a lot more reasonable. And with October now behind us and we're getting to the holiday season, I think stocks are in a good place for going up at this later part of the year.
All right. Good stuff, Shiraz. Always good chatting with you. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Glad to be with you, Steve.
Shiraz Mian is the Director of Research at Zacks Equity Research. He manages the equity research department there. Gets lots of good information at Zacks.com from Shiraz on a daily basis if you're an investor.